From the office to the gym to the sitting in traffic.
Oh, come on, you!
Right around WA, this is Lisa and Pete.
We're all googie-eyed.
We are. We're all supernova-eyed.
Oh, man. It's this weekend.
Yeah.
There's ridiculous amounts of pop culture icons and idols that are just flooding into Perth.
Seriously, keep your eyes peeled when you're out over the next few days because you never know who could walk past you.
Absolutely. Well, a couple didn't just walk past us. They walked into the studio today. Mm-hmm. We got to catch up with them. Jake the Snake Roberts, who world wrestling fans will know back when it was a federation. Not the entertainment biz, and Cindy and Bobby Brady from the Brady Bunch.
When it was the Bradys, and it always is the Bradys.
Yeah,
we'll hear from them tomorrow, but later on in the show after 6 o'clock, we'll have our Jake the Snake interview. But was Jake, because you were palpably excited.
Well, this is
about
the,
Jake the Snake
this
coming
is the thing,
in.
Lisa, for me, he's a childhood hero, mm-hmm. as a lot of those guys are, mm-hmm. for a kid like me who grew up watching wrestling, because we used to, you know, mimic the moves in our backyard in Queen's Park. All the guys would get together. We'd have our own WrestleManias.
At least you went outside. Yeah. Some did it on the couch.
Oh, no, sometimes we'd do it inside. Yeah, if we had a sleepover or something like that. Yeah. Those were the memories all come flooding back, and that's mm-hmm. a reason why he's such an idol for me,
all right.
But what about Cindy and Bobby Brady? They came in and you just lost it.
Well, the office lost it. It's so surreal to sit here and chat to the now very grown up Cindy and Bobby Brady, yeah. Susan Olsen and Michael Hulan. But I reckon my absolute hero was the Fonz. Loved the Fonz.
Hey.
Sit on it, Pete.
What?
Loved him.
You know what blows me away about him is that he was, didn't he have like a really bad stutter? And he overcame it to play the Fonz?
He did. He overcame it to be an actor and to play the Fonz. And Henry Winkler, he is a first-class gentleman and has done the most amazing things and raising money for charity. I've had the absolute, you know, luck through this job to talk to him a couple of times over the years. Mm. And I never told him the Fonz was my hero. But, you know, he is amazing. He raises money for all sorts of things and is just a lovely, lovely guy.
He's a hero to so many people.
He jumped the shark.
My grandparents couldn't speak English. They're Italians. And I remember in their beach house in Rockingham, they had a picture of the Fonz on their fridge. You know, like that's the idol that he is. We want to talk 1333-53. Who was your childhood hero? Perth is being flooded this weekend with some of the biggest names in pop culture because Supernova's here. We had Jake the Snake Roberts, former WWF champion, in the studio today. You'll hear that chat after 6. We had Cindy and Bobby Brady. You'll hear that chat soon on the Lisa and Pete show. We want to know your superstars. We've got Anthony and Atwell. Hello.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Anthony. Who's your childhood hero?
It was actually Ricky Grace because I started playing basketball when I was 17.
Oh,
and
right.
Wildcats were my favourite team, so...
Did you get to meet him?
I actually got to train with him, James Crawford, Mike Ellis, and Scott Fisher.
Oh, goodness. I was going to say that's the trifecta, but that's four.
I was playing state basketball for the Coburn Cougars, and we needed bigger bodies to train against, so I brought them down. And after about 3 training sessions, me and another guy were asked to join the development squad, which I did, but then I did my back 2 days later. So.
Oh, no!
At least you got to hang out with your heroes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always had a motto. He said, never leave training until you make your last shot. So, you know, we'd all hang around, and eventually when you make your last shot, then you can go.
Nice work, Anthony.
I'd be there for a week. Thanks, Anthony.
Cheers, mate.
No worries.
We've got Yvette in Butler. Hello.
Hello, how you going?
Good.
Who is yours?
Well, it's funny because I spoke to you yesterday about going to the Olympic Games, but Lisa Curry was one of my childhood heroes.
Oh, I love Lisa Curry.
I'm watching you.
Oh.
She's...
I love Lisa Curry even more ever since she helped Pete train for his wedding. She's fantastic.
She is wonderful.
She is. I've done a few training sessions with Lisa and found it very hard to walk for a few days after.
No, she's not mucking around, is she? And she doesn't let you off. And you would know you're a friend of hers, and she still doesn't let you off.
No, she's awesome. I remember doing a training session with her, and she knew I wasn't a runner. I was a swimmer, and I was struggling to run. And she's like, just run until the first person in front of you turns around, and then you can come back.
Good work there, Yvette.
She's great.
No worries. Thank you.
We got Sue and Kubel up.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, how you going?
Johnny Farnham, was it?
Well, it's John Farnham now.
John Farnham, sorry, yes, we must move with the times.
He was and still is my hero, and thanks to you guys, I got to meet him a few years back.
Ooh, and they're not kidding when they say he's just a top bloke, are they?
Oh, he is absolutely awesome.
He is the nicest guy.
He is the voice, yep. Sue, the voice.
Oh, he is just... Yeah, unbelievable.
It's making you tingly just hearing that.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I've got his CD in my car at all times.
Thanks
a lot, Sue.
See ya.
God, I love John Farnham as well. He's the road trip guy for us.
The road trip
guy.
Yeah,
whenever we go like off hunting or fishing or something like that, it's the John Farnham CD that we throw in the car. Yeah, it's great.
I like the Cat Empire on a road trip.
The Cat Empire.
Yes.
Also awesome.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton talking movies.
Hey, Justin.
Hello,
hey.
Guys. You might want to put on a raincoat. This is going to get gushy. Pixar have made some of the greatest movies in the last 10 years. And when I say some of the greatest movies, I'm not saying greatest animated movies. I just mean some of the greatest movies. Like, I'd put the Toy Story trilogy up there with the Dark Knight trilogy for excellence. I'd put WALL-E up there with Interstellar for great sci-fi. I'd put Up alongside Up in the Air, pretty much because they're both great and have the word up in them. But... So now Pixar are back with Inside Out, but will it reach the heady heights of these previous films? So what we do with this film is we follow the character of Riley, a sweet young girl who moves with her family from Minnesota to San Francisco when her dad starts a new job. Like everyone, Riley is guided by her emotions that live inside her head, and those emotions are joy, fear, anger, disgust, and sadness. And joy's usually in control, but the emotions come into conflict as they attempt to help guide Riley through her new life, and it's possibly going to be catastrophic. Have a listen to this, and as I said, get on the raincoats. This is going to be pretty gushy.
I'm joy. This is sadness. That's anger.
What?
This is disgust.
Ugh.
And that's fear.
Ah!
We're Riley's emotions. We're what make Riley, Riley.
Look out!
Get off of me! Nice job keeping it subtle, anger.
My pleasure, Joy.
It's a great concept.
It's a great concept. And you know what? Like, I actually went and saw the movie Minions, and I was going to review that for this week. And then I saw Inside Out, and sorry, Minions, you may look like little cheese sticks, but we need to talk about Inside Out. And it's amazing. All the emotions are hilarious and played beautifully by some of the funniest actors around, actually. Joy is brought to life by Amy Poehler, and we all love her. Fear is played by Bill Hader. Anger is hilariously played by older comedian Lewis Black. So funny. And disgust is Mindy Kaling and sadness is Phyllis Smith. And together, they're an all-star team of brilliance. And this movie pretty much answers what's going on in the head of kids. And it's done in such a way that I was laughing out loud all the way through this film. It's so inventive. Also, the best Pixar movies have those moments where you get a little teary. And while I was locked in with this movie, I thought I was going to get through it without one of those moments. Like, you know, Toy Story 3. You know, when they're going towards the furnace. Like, look, I'll be honest, holding back tears from that nearly put me through an early menopause. It was so full on.
Man, I'm so with you there.
Oh, Lord.
I only watched that a little while ago with one of my little cousins who was still trying to fight back tears.
It's hard. Like, it's really hard. And about two-thirds of the way through this movie, I was thinking, this has been fantastic, and I'm not going to get teary, which is great for a grown-up surrounded by children. This is good. And then about two-thirds of the way through the movie, I'm not going to tell you what it was, but I felt the chest start to constrict, the heavy breathing began, and I started getting fidgety, and it's like, hold it together, you're 42, keep it together. And I was like, damn you, Pixar, you've done it again. But, you know, I got to the end of this film, and I honestly thought that Mad Max couldn't have been topped this year, and I'm not saying this has topped it, but I reckon it's just as good, but for very different reasons, by the way. Don't go in expecting to see a feminist manifesto of how to do an action movie. This is a children's movie. It's there for adults as well. The animation is amazing. It zips along at a great pace. I'm giving Inside Out 4.5. Thank goodness 3D glasses are so big, nobody can see me cry, out of 5.
When you think of the great double acts, Lennon and McCartney spring to mind. Or Bert and Ernie.
Do you like me, Bert?
Even Rick and Sue. And then there's these two. It's Lisa and Pete.